there, everyone, and welcome to our new episode. Just like always, thank you guys for listening. Today's subject is how to create me time in your daily routine. Your family, work, and social obligations require a lot of time and attention. It is a challenge to find a moment for yourself in this hectic daily life, and yet this is very important. Those moments make you happy. Me time can ensure that you completely relax. It can clear your head and give you a new energy so you can get back to it. If you don't do this, you have a greater chance of being overtired or stressed, and you can become irritable. So don't see it as a luxury, but as a necessity of life. 8 tips to create me time. Block time in the calendar. It may sound crazy, but record the hours for yourself in the agenda and protect it tooth and nail. After all, you also plan a holiday or weekend away. If you have a partner, you can share the agreements with them so that he or she is also aware. Your partner can also do this the other way around. This way you can remind each other to take your me time. Except that sometimes things are messed up. Are you a bit of a perfectionist? Then you often keep busy to have everything on hand. It can work well to remember that it can't hurt to let things go once in a while. Try to accept that it's okay if there are still toys lying around or that the dinner table is littered with mail. That doesn't have to be cleaned up right away. There is a good chance that it will be there again tonight. Rather, take a moment of rest when your child is sleeping or playing by itself and enjoy a cup of coffee and a magazine. Divide the tasks. You don't have to do everything yourself. Try to divide the tasks at home and the care of your child as much as possible with your partner. You can also coach your toddler on this. For example, by teaching your little one to clean up his toys himself, you gain half an hour of your free evening. Use a babysitter. When you have an appointment or a night out, you probably use a babysitter. Why not once if you need some time for yourself? Maybe grandpa and grandma would like to babysit for an afternoon, or your child has a cool uncle and aunt that he likes to visit. If this is not possible, you can also hire a paid babysitter. Get a household help. Hiring domestic help for those annoying household tasks can save you a lot of time. However, it should fit within your budget. Do you think a weekly brushing is too expensive? Maybe once a month fits into your budget. Still, saves a few hours of scrubbing in your bathroom at the weekend. You can use that time to take a nice bath. Leave your phone behind. If you have 20 minutes to yourself, don't pick up your phone for once. You take 3 breaths and your free time has been spent reading emails and scrolling through your social media channels. Put your phone on silent. Think about what you really like to do and start doing it right away. You get more energy from that than from 20 minutes of screen staring. Make clear agreements. Agree with yourself that you take at least half an hour every week for yourself. Taking time to relax is not a waste of time. On the contrary, it improves your productivity. Do you find it difficult to take some time for yourself every now and then when your children are around? Work with a clock or hourglass and agree that when the clock is running, they should not disturb you. Don't be too hard on yourself. No one is perfect and no household is always tidy. So don't feel guilty if you take some time for yourself. Give yourself that break and enjoy your quality time.